Cloudy with isolated showers today before a mostly sunny end to the week. Currently it's around 15 in Bega at the moment, 18 in Batemans Bay, Marimbula's 16 and Eden 17 degrees. Good morning, I'm Mike Sheen with 2EC Local News. The Yorubadella Shire Council will be holding a workshop for the whole community today to try and address concerns over the coming council budget. Councillor Lindsay Brown says the document can be a little confusing for the average ratepayer as it varies to a conventional budget.
It's quite a large document and it behaves in a different manner than we're all used to, basically with local government accrual accounting system, which is a large term, but it is a difficult way for a lot of people to understand. Some people grasp the concept, but more than most, likely most people are just sort of, they understand that, you know, money comes in and money goes out.
The new South Coast-based Speaker of State Parliament's lower house says she will always be impartial and fair. South Coast Liberal MP Shelley Hancock has been elected to the role, while Liberal Don Harwin, who divides his time between the South Coast and Sydney, has been made President of the Upper House. Ms Hancock, who's been in Parliament since 2003, says she will uphold the traditions and rules of the Parliament.
Speaker's role is indeed an honourable position. The office of Speaker originates from the British House of Commons and under its current title dates back to 1377. The function of the Speaker was then to speak for the Commons, and we of course are all Commons.
For the second time this week, property owners on the South Coast are being warned it's only a matter of time before home loan interest rates rise again. The Reserve Bank Board met yesterday and decided to leave rates on hold for another month, but Ben Hatcher from Hillross TaylorMade Financial Services says it won't last because of rising inflation. In addition, Christy Shepherd from Mortgage Choice says people need to prepare for future rate rises, which are bound to happen before the end of the year.
Consumers are very cautious about spending and saving their coins instead. I think that's very savvy given that we are facing interest rate rises in the near to medium term.
The Southern Rivers Catchment Management Authority is working with dairy farmers in the Bega Valley to help restore rivers and water supplies. Spokesman Kerry Pfeiffer says the authority is keen to ensure the farmers are able to continue accessing the water into the future.
The water sharing plan for the Bega Valley was gazetted by the New South Wales government just before they went into caretaker mode. Before the new coalition government came to power. And as such, there are some aspects to it which are going to have impacts on dairy farmers going into the future.
South Coast residents are being urged to lodge submissions to have their areas included in a proposed very fast train line. A $20 million feasibility study into the effectiveness of a Brisbane to Melbourne link is now underway, with locals being invited to have their say. Regional Development Australia Illawarra has launched an online survey, and you can head to rdaillawarra.com.au. Deputy Chair of the Board, Roger Summerall, says applications are open to the whole region and include those further south of the Shires.
I have no doubt that there'll be people from the southern part or even the western part of those three LGAs who may wish to put in applications, and they're very welcome to.
It appears as though even computer hackers are trying to take advantage of the assassination of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. We're being warned for the potential computer viruses, with several alerts being issued for bogus footage through emails and social networking sites. Steve Martin from Symantec says computer users should be careful.
Typically with juicy headlines, trying to get people to click on those links. And typically they're being directed to malicious websites that are trying to infect your computer.
That's the latest from the 2EC Newsroom this morning. We'll have more local news after the midday national news.